That's a clip from First Day, the single release off of artist Eddie Island's debut album, Industry Standard. Eddie claimed a spot in the top 14 on American Idol this past season, and his debut album is officially the fastest post-Idol album release ever. He won over Katy Perry from the beginning with the performance of his original Stay Okay, which is also listed on the new album. Eddie's performance highlights included a cover of 7 Years with Lucas Graham and Hey Ho by the Lumineers. Eddie's style, personality, and music exhibits his many influences, which sets him apart from all the rest. His album features rap, R&B, alternative, and pop songs, and I definitely recommend it for your summer playlist. He released the new music video for First Day, so if you were not already on YouTube searching for his American Idol audition and performances, check out the new music video there as well. If you've been following our socials, we've been promoting a giveaway based on a conversation in this episode about his trusty backpack and all the stuff he carries around with him daily. You can find out who the winner is by heading over to our Instagram, Yep Nashville. You'll hear how Yep connected Eddie with his current manager and American Idol experience and why he hopes his creativity encourages fans to embrace their individuality. Now to our podcast with Eddie Island. Eddie Island is here.
What's good?
Yeah. You said before we started, officially started, that you were made for podcasts.
Dude, yeah.
You're made for this moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love podcasts. I really don't listen to them, but I like talking.
That's enough.
I'm just kidding. No, I do listen to podcasts sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think right now about podcasts. I mean,
if you could dream up like your perfect podcast to listen to, though, like what would it be? Like, what's like your topic of choice typically? Because some people are like, oh, like murder podcasts. Or
I feel like for me, it would be like really, really good, relevant world news, like with a bunch of like dumb bathroom book style, like fun facts thrown in between. So it's like, hey, like the oil prices are crazy. And then like Susie got a new cat and like it's named Bubbles and she has a matching shirt and she's writing in right now. Like I love Mr. Rogers and the shows that have like the fan mail moments.
Yeah.
So I feel like we need more of that going on with the podcast world.
You should make up your own TV show called On Eddie's Island.
Dude, we're working on some shows. I'm excited. Hopefully.
You're excited.
Yeah, I mean, we're just putting that out in the universe. Like, yeah.
So you're working on, well, you've been working on some music that's going to be released very, very soon.
Yes.
Talk about
vibes.
It.
Vibes. Yeah, it's so crazy. We have a full-length record. It should be out now when this podcast is airing. Wow, I'm like really scared.
Don't be. We're here for you.
Eddie, in the future, like you're doing good. Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, it's a 10-song record. It's called Industry Standard. It was a heartfelt project that we just knocked out of the park. Awesome team, awesome people in Nashville. Like I scooted around town so many miles going to studios and recording and just like blessing everybody and getting yelled at by people. Actually, yesterday someone told me that it was like, this is what I hate about Nashville because I look like so millennial, but I'm like, I live here. Like, or they like, thought I was a tourist person or something, but we just blessed them.
Oh, we deserve blessings. And then they're going to hear your music. And they're going to be like, oh, I'm sorry that
I almost ran over the mayor in the scooter.
Right. Industry Standard. Where did that title come from?
My band, Pay Vacation, and then we changed to Pay Vacay because somebody else had Pay Vacation. We bless it. But basically, like, I went to the video shoot. We had our first music video, and I was wearing a banana shirt and, like, crazy colors.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put me in timeout, and I had to wear all black, and that's all industry standards, all black.
Okay.
Like, the Belonging Co. I don't know if you've been there, but that's what everyone looks like in the music industry. Love it. But that's what everyone wears all black and has, like, the Adidas and stuff.
So I could wear this outfit, this black dress and
yeah,
sneakers
probably.
And be standard.
Yeah, like, you do, like, a box vape and then, like, some weird tats and, like, a hat, and you're good. So many gigs booked. The calendar's full now. We're good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it, man. Like everyone throws that term around. Like, is that industry standard? Oh, what's industry standard? And so for me, I'm like, well, what is industry standard? Let me just call it industry standard. Now it's industry standard. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a tongue in cheek, but also I think it is a cool title because it is my baseline, like first entry into the world. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here it is.
Can you talk about your musical style a little bit? I've got on here that there are influences from artists like Paramore and Khalid, who I love.
Nice.
His latest album.
Vibes.
all the time. On repeat all the time.
I mean, for me, like, pretty ADD with the musical tastes. Mm-hmm. I went into each session and just said, get the crazy folder out. And we just went crazy. And then the ones that I kind of were like, there's no way this one's going to get cut. Those are the songs that are all on the record. I talk about tater tots. I talk about relationships, all in between. I rap. I like sing. I do like the ballad, folky stuff. It's really nuts.
You try a little bit of everything.
It's a little bit of everything, but we pull it off. Always cringy. No, sorry. Always cool, not cringy. Sorry. We're going to sage that.
Is there a song on the album that you knew for sure was going to be on there though?
Definitely Say Okay. From the show. And just even when I wrote that with Gabe, like that was a song that I knew was going to be on some release that I did. And then, all the songs, like when we did them, I knew they were going to be on something or on the record. I mean, I really love each song. I'm attached to it, but, definitely First Day when that song came out, I was like, that's a good single. That's a really cool song. We wrote that. Real One, crazy rap song. I love Pretty Like a Daydream. That mm-hmm. song, we wrote that so quick in the room, and I wrote all the words, and it was just like, wow, I just felt this moment. So I don't know. I love the album. I'm excited about it. I'm also excited about new stuff I'm writing right now. It's like, yeah. how the artist life is. I mean, LOL, I call myself an artist, but we made it, I guess.
When did you start songwriting?
I think I was like 6 or 7. Like my uncle gave me a guitar and I couldn't learn how to play it. So I wrote my own songs. It kind of saved me from like homework basically because I could just make it up.
Who did you write with for this album in particular? Are they people that you've always written with or did you bring in some new writers?
I've met a bunch of cool friends that are now Staples. That was easy with a little Staples button, but wish we had that. Staples, please sponsor us.
Yes.
But I think, Ryan Creamer, you know, Bailey's on. He produced Portrait Ghost. We did that one a while back. So many cool people. Sebastian and the homie forever. He did that 90s girl song at the Yep event.
At the Yep event.
It was just such a whirlwind, but I became best friends with everyone. We like wrote the songs. They let me be me. It was awesome.
What do you love about the creative process just in general? Maybe an ambiguous question.
No, but it's cool. I feel like with creating music and like you're kind of tuning into something that everyone feels and you're giving it a face and a name. And I love doing that. I think it's like, it's such a unique place to be in when like you kind of get to tell someone's story for them through a song by telling your own story. It's like this weird thing. It's like a win-win. Mm-hmm. Love that. As well as it's just kind of fun. Like you kind of lock into a room with some people and go wild and say some crazy stuff. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but at least you walk away with a song.
What kind of audience do you feel like you're speaking to through this album?
I think I'm speaking to everyone, to be real. I know it's lame to say that. I think I'm speaking to people that don't feel seen. I think I'm speaking to people that like all kinds of music and don't really want their favorite artists to be boxed in anymore. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit for everybody on the record. And I've heard that so many times, but I really mean that with this one. Like it's like my parents love it. The little teeny boppers love it. The people that like A$AP Rocky like it, like Real One, like, at least like it's like he pulled it off. He tried. I just went on there and gave him my all. So it was fun.
First Day. Talk about writing that song and the inspiration for it.
Dude, it was cool. We went over to the Sebastian's house and like he said like, it was like, man, this ain't my first day. Hey, this ain't Hobby Lobby. Like, and I was like, dude, that's the song. Like, that's the line. It's my first, because it is my first day. And I love it.
The video. Mm. What can we expect from that? Because that'll be out.
It'll be out.
This is
it's really fun. I think the video, like Quentin and Helena and Todd and the team, the boys were there. They did a phenomenal job, like just capturing us just having fun around town. And like that really, plus the whole theme of the video too, together was just like awesome. There's mariachis, there's Santas,
yes.
There's LARPers. It's my first day being a bunch of random jobs driving around town. And it's fun.
How long did it take to film that?
It was a full send day. I probably danced to the song like 600 times. Like it was insane. Like I literally almost collapsed. I was like sweating. Like you can see in the video. We blessed it though. Like it's okay. It was hot out. But yeah.
Now you know how you're going to perform it live. Hey, you've got all your practice in.
We got
for
all
that.
The cardio in. And yeah. Like it was awesome.
So we have one person from your team here, Todd.
Well, It's Todd.
It's Todd. He's on his phone over there.
God bless it.
Talk about how you connected with Todd.
Yes, I met Todd on Facebook. I love saying that. But yeah, it was crazy. Through YEP, Young Entertainment Professional Facebook group. They're really great.
So great.
I love it. I went on there and my friend Jackie Caswan, Jacqueline, girl drummer, she's really cool. She like tagged me in this thing on Facebook, and Helena is on our team now, which is so crazy saying that, posted this thing. She was looking for an anonymous post about a singing show. I emailed them this crazy email, kind of like full sauce, like everything that I had, just kind of like on a whim. It was a love
letter. Full sauce. Was that your subject line?
No, but it could have been, and you wouldn't have been like shocked. Like that's kind of the crazy email I sent. And it worked out. Like they loved it. We met with them at the Well. Todd got a Fanta.
I will say you remember a lot of random details and it's hysterical. Yeah.
Well, it was just weird. It was good though. Like he was himself. Like it was like, no, I'm not going to get a coffee. I'm going to get Fanta. And I was like, nice. And so we did that and we talked and he was like, well, I don't know, man. Like, you know, like who knows? And I'm like, I don't know either. And then it just kept escalating. And it worked out, but yeah, it was crazy.
And you were in the top 14 on American Live Idol. Show.
Mm-hmm.
Like tell us. Tell me.
Wow. Even saying that, I'm scared. I haven't even processed it yet. I feel like I'm on the Truman Show. It was crazy. Yeah. I mean, like it all happened on Facebook and it escalated and they flew me out to Vegas. We did filming for the opener, the little like lantern scene. I don't even know if they used it that much. It's okay. We bless it. My dream lantern, actually, you wrote your dreams on the lantern. It's a really cool festival out there in the desert. And like you write your dreams on the lantern and you put it in the sky, but like we had to get the good money shot. So we didn't have enough time for a lot of the lanterns to get filled up with air. So I had to pretend like my dreams were flying in the air while I watched them burning on the ground. But the shot was good. We smiled and like I was like, yay. And then like it's like rolling, like burning like in the desert on the floor. It was great. But yeah, I mean, it was fun. I mean, like I went to Hawaii, like, I mean, like for the first time and met some great people that I still talk to every day. And it really pushed me to be myself and figure out who I was and own it. And like, you know, there was a decision I made pretty much like halfway through the show. It was like, either I'm going to grow or get salty. And it was like, I'm going to grow. Like I just had to like press into the things I wanted to work on and just do my best. And I couldn't be happier with how things turned out. I think it was right where I'm supposed to be with everything, the results, me, everything, the 14, like, I think it's perfect. And I'm so happy with, you know, congratulations to Lane and all the homies and everyone who made it. And like, we did it.
Anything in particular that you learned from someone on the show that you became good friends with?
Vocal coach Nick. Big shout out to vocal coach Nick and the team and Chris and everybody. Like I just learned a lot about showing up. You know, we stay ready. Like there is no practice. We stay ready. Mm-hmm. And also like Lucas really taught me a lot about the physical body with singing. Like he's stretching extremely like stretching and massage and like all these meditation things. And I was like, whoa, I didn't even thought about that kind of stuff. And so now I'm trying to take that more seriously and learn, do more yoga. And it's great.
Do you remember your audition, your first audition? Mm. How you felt, or is it like a blur?
It was crazy. Like I walked into it was a private audition in Nashville and I wore the clothes. I wore the same guitar, the googly eye guitar. And I literally got stared at by so many moms. Like they like stared me down. They were just like, the momagers were like not having it. And they thought, and everyone literally thought, there's no way this guy's going to make it. Like I was the one person in the room. They were like, this guy's not going to make it. It's trash. There's no way.
What?
And I was the one that made it. I was like the only one that made it from the whole like section, you know, and I had to walk back with the ticket and like wave it everywhere. It was like crazy.
Hey guys,
cause I walked away. Like I was stunned. I was like, cool, thanks. And I just like walked over like with my little ticket. It was funny because there was this girl that was behind me and it was like a movie, you know what I mean? She was like this like pageant singer girl and like she had this older manager, like it was like Skeety guy or whatever. He's like, I don't know if you know, but she she's a star, you know, like talking to me, you know,
yes,
like,
it's
and
so
I'm
accurate.
Like, and I'm like hyping her up. I'm like, I bet, you know, she's amazing. And it's true. Like, I'm like, I'm like hyping everybody up. I'm like clapping for everyone. Cause I honestly thought there's no way this is going to happen. Like it was either like, they're going to love me or hate me situation. They just kept loving it. But I was like, yeah, man, she's a star. We got it. Come on. I'm tuning the guitar for her. Like, we're like hooking it up. And then like no one made it in the section and I made it. And I was like, what? This is crazy. And like, Gabe was there. My roommate was there. Like, he played a song. He was like so emotional because he liked the song. I felt so like proud that I could give him that like moment. It was cool, man. I just remember like walking down like the emergency exit stairs and like calling my parents and being like, I'm going to be on American Idol. And they're like, what? It was just so wild.
Emergency.
Yeah. A big emergency. I was like, hold on. Like,
do you feel like that idea of having little expectations has helped you be more creative in certain areas where maybe you would feel a little stifled if you had like hardcore expectations of what was going to happen?
Yeah. I mean, for me, like, I expect the best, but like, I'm not specific. You know what I mean? Like, for me, it's like music was ride or die, and this could have been an avenue. I mean, we just kind of weighed the options. Like, Todd was like, you know, hey, like, you're going to do your best. It's like, we don't know how this is going to go, but like, go for it. And it went really great. But, you know, I mean, I can't go into a hotel audition and like cry myself to sleep every night because I didn't get a little piece of paper. You know, it was like, I know that I like my songs and I put time into it, and you have to trust that. But it's hard in the moment, but it was great. I mean, I just kept smiling and we kept getting flown out for stuff.
Do you think about how your songs are going to be performed as you're writing them, or is that more of like an afterthought?
I think both. Like, I mean, it's hard because you don't want to get lost in like viewing the performance only. I think a lot of times people are like, this is for sync, you know, like this is the one. And it's like, you can't write a song thinking it's going to be in a commercial and like, it just kind of ruins it. But like, I think for me, like balancing, okay, like this is going to be so fun. And like, what's the audience going to think? And like, let's incorporate that and write a good song, together. But yeah, I know it's like not really answering it, but weird.
But what do you love about performing?
I like connecting with the audience. I like, it's hard for me, especially with the in-ears, because like, I love like the live crowd, like in your face. Like, I'm like,
later, one hit wonder show.
Yeah. The Yep phenomenal. Show. Yep Show was lit. I love that, Basement East venue. I love the back room. Same. We had the cool photo shoots and like, I literally like, loved it, man. And it was so fun. And we went up there and we did Hey There, Delilah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And like, everyone got emotional. Cameras out, like lighters out.
The lights.
Lights off. Like, it was great. It was awesome.
Do you remember a show that you went to like, maybe like recently or a long time ago where you were like the emotional fan in the crowd?
I went and saw Tallest Man on the Earth at the Ryman when I first moved here. Like the first year, I bought all these tickets to the Ryman, like first, second year. And like, I was alone, like pretty close to the front. And it was just like this spiritual experience. Like, I want to play there. Like, I will play the Ryman. I love the Ryman.
You will play the Ryman. We're making that statement.
We're blessing
today.
It.
We're blessing it. Everything in this episode. where are you from originally?
So I'm from outside DC. I went to school in Ohio and then I moved here for a Paramore concert.
Wow.
After college.
After college.
Yeah.
Did you always want to do music, or was that kind of like a side thing? Or?
Yeah. I mean, for me, like I saw a video, I think it was like the Kurt Cobain, like Unplugged Nirvana performance when I was like 2 years old as a baby. And then like my parents videoed me. It ended up airing on Idol, but like I have like a white baby Strat and I'm going bah, 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 like playing guitar like Kurt. And ever since then I wanted to do it. But like music was always something that like followed me around. Like, I really never knew about music as a thing until I was like a little bit older, like the 6 or 7. I got the guitar, but I never knew like what it was, or like I just made noise on it.
Yeah.
And then my friend gave me a mixtape and it had like Red Hot Chili Peppers on it. And then my first album I bought was Hot Fuss by the Killers in 2004. And like that was when like I really started getting into music. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. I had an MP3 player. I had one of the first Zunes when those came out because of the unlimited music.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with it. And then like, I've been hooked ever since.
You would enjoy the Kurt Cobain exhibit in Seattle if you have never been.
Crying. That sounds amazing.
It's a huge Nirvana
exhibit. I saw something on Twitter or something, or Facebook. I don't have any of this, by the way. I don't know how I saw the screenshot, but someone bought like a pizza plate he used for like $22,000.
That's a lot though.
I mean,
that's
trying extreme. To we look swipe up for the pizza plates.
Is that what you do if you had like a gazillion dollars?
I wouldn't buy a pizza plate. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Like
Kurt
maybe
Cobain,
like
old. Yeah.
I don't know. What do you do when you buy all the Apple Watches and AirPods and all the big flexes?
AirPods, I will say, I've vouch for those. They're great.
They are really great. I'll be honest with you. Like, no one can hear me when I call them because I have an Android. Todd's laughing because it's real.
Okay.
So, like, Helena's got them freaking AirPods on. I'm like, be crystal honest. Clear audio.
I know maybe a few people that have Androids and would ever their message, like when my message is a green, it gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. It's okay. That they know.
They don't know. You know, for me, I like having an Android because I can just like throw it around. I drop it a lot. You know, when we change whenever, we just throw our phone in the ocean. we're waiting for Straight Talk Wireless sponsorship for that. But yeah, I mean, it's been a lifestyle choice that I've made for a while now.
Your other lifestyle choice, and we got to talk about this. You have a backpack full of just like tons of stuff. Mm-hmm. That you brought today. Palo Santo oils. Yeah,
Palo Santo, sage. I mean,
let's just go through it. Everyone listening needs to have an imagination.
Yeah, everyone, Imagineers listens up. Listen up, Mickey ears up. So, yeah.
How is it getting through the airport?
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised. I'm really prepped for the airport. Being from DC, like, I don't think I've been stopped for like some serious searching ever. Yeah, I have my little trusty watermelon pouch. This is going to be available one time at the Eddie Allen store. This is a drop shipping item. We love it. This is my little trusty watermelon. I thought I lost it in Hawaii. I was freaking out.
Because you need it in Hawaii, right?
Oh, yeah.
Chapstick.
They got fruit.
Application.
Yeah, we got two chapsticks. We have a Burt's Bees, and then we have a natural vanilla from the crystal shop.
Are you into crystals?
You know.
What do you feel? I feel like it's kind of.
I don't know, man. I'm into crystals. They look cool. I like natural things. It's better than buying a bunch of plastic beads that look natural at Hollister.
Hollister.
Well, Hollister is great, by the way. But I Googled all the crystals that block bad vibes, and then I bought all of them in kind of like a little quarter-life crisis at the crystal shop during Idol. I think it worked. I mean, they felt good. I felt grounded. So
I
don't know. They look cool and they help sometimes, but I'm not going to like put a crystal on my head if I have a headache. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't do that. Yeah. So trusty REI dad hat.
Okay.
We have our sun hat. Like, this is good for hiking, especially when you look like sour cream, like sun me, safe. Like to dollop a daisy over here. So
this is insane. Keep going.
We have our Bluetooth speaker. This is my trusty Bluetooth speaker that I just recently purchased from Amazon.
Okay.
Shout out to Jeff Bezos and Amazon Prime if you're listening.
All right. Actually, that's a good recommendation because I've been wanting a Bluetooth speaker, but I like don't want to make the wrong decision.
This is great. It's I can't pronounce it, but it's ONTZ Angle 3.
Love that.
It's like $20. It's a good throw around speaker. You always have to have one of those on you just in case you're trying to hike, just in case you're trying to scoot.
Right.
I have natural lotion. Shaving cream.
Oh, jump too soon.
No, it's okay. It probably can be used as lotion as well. Who knows? let's see here. We have our multiple charging cables. I'm proud of this one. It's camo. Big shout out to Bass Pro Shops.
Okay. We're going to get a lot of sponsors from this episode. I just want to let you know.
Yeah. So we have our clipboard. We have our...
What is the clipboard for?
The clipboard's for being professional. And like
you should get a smaller clipboard.
Why?
Save some...
I'm with you. I just feel like those small clipboards are for like really hipster bars for receipts.
Yeah.
So we let them have it. We have some postcards. I usually pick up free postcards and then...
Royal
Circus. They are an awesome shop by the Flamingo, which I also love. Big shout out to both those places. I have a lot of Pinewood cards. Love Pinewood.
Have you been to Fox Cocktail Bar in East Nashville?
No, I actually have not been to that spot. That's cool.
They have a great postcard.
Oh, nice.
FYI.
I love those. I always say I'm going to send them to people, and then I really don't. A lot of times I sign them for fans because I ran out of buttons all the time, but I have buttons. I made a button.com unlimited. So I got my little charging thing. We got our little, my laptop. So this is a Chromebook, everyone, in case you're wondering.
A Chromebook.
So I have a Chromebook. It's not dry erase. I have written these things in Sharpie on the Chromebook.
Oh, my God.
It's really cool. It's like waterproof or whatever. The battery lasts forever. I can only do like I was going to say school related activities.
Do you support Apple products?
Yeah, I have a MacBook. I love it. I use Logic to produce.
Okay.
It's in my studio. But the thing about it is like, this computer is great because you can only do work stuff on it. And everything's in the cloud.
Everything is a cloud. Do you?
What is the cloud? You know what I mean?
What is the cloud to you?
I don't know. I feel like, yeah, somebody's trying to plug the cloud into like culture. We got people blowing clouds. We got the iCloud.
Do you believe in the cloud, Todd? Josh?
I like the cloud for me. Like, he hates it, but yeah, I don't know. I like Google Drive. I like
same
Dropbox.
Me and Josh it's use so that nice. A transfer episode.
It's so nice. It's great. We transfer. Big shout out to them.
We love that part of the cloud.
Yeah,
that one.
We gotta love all the rain clouds and the nice clouds. Like, but yeah, I have a really good notebook here. Big shout out to Scentbox.
Scentbox.
Also, Scentbird, another one. I have one of those little colognes. Let's see what else we got going on.
This backpack. We haven't shouted out the backpack yet.
The backpack's pretty ripped up. I've had this for a while now. This was all with me on Idol as well. But yeah, basically
I'm
like living out of suitcases, but like for like a year, but it's been great. We got my toothbrush, toothpaste in the back. We have a bow tie that Jake left at the studio. He was recording with me. He drives and lifts an Uber full time, or right now he's what an artist. He's amazing, but he found that he gets 30% more tips if he pretends to be British. So he wears a bow tie and has a British accent, and no one knows.
And now you should implement that into your
low key. Yeah,
low
trying
key.
To go to London. We got. Let's see here. I got earplugs. I got an eye mask in here.
An eye mask.
Yeah. Like.
Like eye mask.
Like this is from the place we stayed, Oakwood and Idol.
Ooh, that's a really good.
It's like came with the room. It's like a nice one.
A momentum from your Idol experience.
Love it. We got our Palo Santo and our sage oil.
Yes.
this little blowtorch lighter thing that I got. I don't know why.
You pulled that earlier.
Oh, we good.
We're good.
I got my car key. And this is special because the amount of times I've gotten locked out of this car is crazy. And then, like...
Okay, I do the same thing.
I have a touch to push the, like, open thing. But this is the last key that I have. Like, the 2010 Altima, like, the first... My car, it's like we, like, saved the key forever. Yeah, I mean, like, this is pretty light. Like, I actually usually have I have a typewriter... Yeah, I usually carry my typewriter with me.
How big is your typewriter?
It's a full size. It's a manual typewriter.
Like a real one. The real deal.
Yeah. I just got ink for
well,
it.
You're prepared for
oh,
any
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trip.
Typewriter. We get the studio with us at all times. A little guitar guy.
If a Stranger Things situation were to happen, you'd be...
Plenty of waffles.
Plenty of waffles. Plenty of water. Yeah. So anything else that you would like to share with the people listening to this about your new album and just what you're doing and who you are and
wow. I don't know.
We weren't really deep there.
Well, thanks for having me, everybody. I mean, like for me, like it's been so cool. Like the dream has always been to be an artist and to write songs and be me as a job. And like, that's what we got. And I really can't even express my gratitude to everyone on the team and the fans and the show and Idol and, like, big shout out to everybody. Like, I am so thankful. It's been amazing. So much stuff coming soon. I'm so excited to see how the album does.
I listened to California Cosmo on Spotify, and I was like, I love what I hear.
Well,
why isn't there more? And then
it's like, there's
you're
more.
Here, and there's going to be more very
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, that song's awesome. I hate doing it live. I'm going to figure out, because it's so high up, I have to go like, you know, the whole time. But we're going to rework it. It's going to be good, but... It's just weird. Everyone found that song and it's like wild. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I put that out so long ago and like, it's been great. I'm like, I love that song, though, low key the whole time. I just got to figure out how to make it work.
I'm so excited to hear the new album and it's just been so great having you here. And
dude, thank you for having me. Yeah, there's absolutely. Lots of fun stuff. I'm painting, I'm doing photography, we're scooting around town, game shows maybe. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, I think by the time this releases, well, let's promote your next show.
June 1st at Loud House Coffee. It's going to be amazing. It's called 100 People Who Love Me. It's 100 cap. DIY art venue in East Nashville. We have like crazy projectors and we're playing the whole record plus other songs, California. We're playing like Pay Vacation songs. I'm playing with Pat and Bailey from the band, producer John from the record, and Saint Pressure is going to open. Another homie, so lit. I might have a bunch of other people play too from Idol, like one or two songs. It's going to be phenomenal. Like, wow. Like, I'm so pumped.
Where can people find tickets and be one of those 100 people?
Eventbrite. Like, tickets are going fast. Mm-hmm. It's like literally like pre-sale vibe, like on the app. We have a cap as well as exclusive merch coming out like for the show. It's June 1st. It's my first show. It's first day. Like, it's all
you're
part of
on
the
it
brand.
With the themes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I'm so thankful for it. Like, but yeah, I mean, this is like a bunch of stuff. Like, keep an eye out for Nashcopter. I bought the URL nashcopter.com. That's on the way at some point. We're going to get a helicopter. I want to do a Bachelorette helicopter vibes. So,
where can people follow you?
You can find me on Instagram at Nashville Mayor. You can go to eddieisland.com. You can go to votefromayor.com, mayorbutton.com. Everywhere. YouTube, every platform, probably photos of me in your mom's office. If she has scrubs on, maybe she's got like a little scrubs on my face scrubs. On it. That's a merch item. I'm gonna write that down.
Amazing. Well, thanks, Eddie.
Yeah, keep it cozy. Probably a line of bath bombs coming soon, low key. We're looking
low key.
We're trying to make it work.
Will you low key bless this podcast, please?
Go follow the Nashville Mayor on socials and visit eddieisland.com to find out where to stream industry standard and see Eddie live in a city near you. Stay in the loop on latest Yep events by following Yep Nashville and Yep Los Angeles on socials to learn how to get involved in your city. Thanks for listening. I'm Libby Ulrich, and until next time, discover, cultivate, accelerate.